Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And back for the fifth and last round two preview of the NRL. Lewis solo today. Was trying to link up with Timmy again, but with my work, didn't quite work out this week last night, and was going to try and get something in late or sometime today, but hasn't quite lined up. So that's my fault, but punching one out this afternoon before the round kicks off, and brought to you by bluebet.com.au. If you're going to have a bet with anyone, make sure you do it with the True Blue Bookie. Download the app today or visit the website. Massive round of football after what was a great week one. Plenty of upsets, plenty of stories, couple of injuries, some implications long term for a couple of clubs, like the news around South particularly. With Arrow, they're saying now potentially not season ending, but man, could you imagine the blow that would have been to have lost another forward when they're already a bit light on in that regard, and to be missing Campbell Graham long term. And coming into the draw, they've got like Brisbane, the Roosters the week after. They've got a real rough start, so massive implications. And it was a great round one, but round two, some of the matchups, Broncos, Souths, neither of these teams want to be, you know, 0-2. You got Penrith up against Parra. Parra have obviously had the number of the Panthers in the regular season, but in the finals, it's been all Penrith. You got Benji debuting as Tigers coach down in Canberra. You got the Storm and the Warriors, the traditional Anzac clash, two teams that always have great matchups, and the Warriors, one of the few teams that seem to do well against Melbourne. Roosters, Manly, huge game, and you know, just looking across the round, a lot of interest to see Newcastle and if they bounce back this week after a lot of people had high hopes for round one and didn't play out that way. And you know, the Dogs, they showed some resilience defensively. The attack wasn't the greatest, and then you've got the Sharks who took a potentially big scalp last week after the big knocker's bin that they can't win against, you know, top eight and top four sides, but perennially they've put big scores on what's considered a lower tier team. So back home this week, you know, is that the case? Is that not the case? And the final game out of all the ones I've just sort of rushed through there is the Dolphins. Had a very disappointing start last week, copping 40 and probably should have been more up against the Dragons, who under Flanagan, probably no surprise, big changes there, particularly in the fitness and just the ferociousness of that side. But back home for the Dolphins, Wayne Bennett's rung in the changes after one round, looking for a response. So massive, massive implications and more pressure as time goes on in the world we live in. Expectation and patience, it's wearing thinner and thinner. The NRL becoming a lot more like other global sports where there's less and less time and patience given to coaches and organisations to make progress. But let's have a look at these games thanks to bluebet.com.au. And Broncos Souths kick us off tonight, 8 p.m. at Suncorp. Neither of these teams, as I said, want to be 0-2. But looking at the lineups for the Broncos, Pia Kura is back after, you know, missing the majority of the Vegas game in what was a rough night for them. That extra turnaround time has got him clear of his head knock, so they are 1-17 as is. But looking at the reserves and the cut, I see Willison, sitting there. For me, he has to come in on the bench. Got Fletcher Baker, pure middle, Tapu'u, pure middle, and Hetherington, who I look at. You could probably use him on an edge, but he's more a pure middle. I think with Willison, you've got someone with size and a bit of leg speed. Probably just brings a bit more versatility if you wanted to stick him on an edge, rather than what they did do with Carrigan going out there and losing that middle indicator. On the flip of that, I think Hetherington could do a job there defensively on the edge, probably not so much attack-wise, but yeah, I think Willison, for me, whether it be for Baker or whether it be for Tapu'u, needs to be a part of that lineup. For Souths, similar sort of lineup, except Arrow, we know it looks potentially now that he won't be missing for the season. They're hoping that they can get him through with some rehab, 4 to 6 weeks on that shoulder. But we'll see what happens there. The back line at this point in time is the same. Thompson, Tarnmill, and these kind of guys come back into the fold now that they're back in Australia. But for now, he's stuck with the same team. I've got a feeling that Kenner or Gagai will be out late for Tane Milne, who is in that reserve role there. But other than that, pretty much the same, except Talis Duncan is named in the back row on the edge. Murray's at 13. Wouldn't be surprised either if that was flipped around and they went with the more experienced man in Murray to lock down that edge and have Talis Duncan play in the middle where he can get a bit more help. Look at this one. I think I'll lean towards the Broncos at home. Still think, you know, with Kenner and Gagai, and even if they do roll Milne in, they're a bit light on the edges. Losing Arrow again, it's a big ask for Duncan. I know Murray can do that job, but yeah, that rotation, whether it be Havili, Moale, he's got Shaq in now as well for Host, who's dropped back out, and Tommy Burgess wasn't the greatest start for their forward pack, but we expect the Broncos, after being upset with Haas and Carrigan, Piacora back in the lineup, going home, and with everything that's happened around Ezra Mann and all the talk, and Kevvy Wilder's been very angry this week with the media, I think they'll just want to focus on football, respond and get a good result in their first home game, which would certainly heap some pressure on the coach, Jason Demetriou, on the South Sydney side of things. But for these two teams, nobody wants to be 0-2. And the odds were bluebet.com.au. The Broncos, $1.37 favourite. South, $3.10. 8.5 to start there. I think the points and then the line may be a little rough. I think South will be pretty fired up as well. So I don't mind the 8.5 start there. If I was going to back something other than that, I think if Ken is still in, playing on that left-hand side, I think the right-hand side attack of the Broncos, you've got Katoni Stagg matching up on him. The back row on the inside, if they can hit that sort of spot, would be Reiki. But I think, yeah, you're looking at maybe a Stags one-on-one with Kenner or Walsh sweep around to that side if he can get an inside shoulder or get the edge there. But, yeah, right edge for the Broncos is probably where I'd be looking. If you're looking for something there, Dogs coming up against the Sharks. They hold their nerve for this week. The only change, Connor Tracy replaces Fox on the wing, but Burton Hutchison still the halves. Taff still the fullback. In terms of the forward pack, things have stayed the same. You've got Sherry, would be a pretty big story to be come back and making your return to the NRL up against his former club. But for now, looking at that back line, unless it was Kraz pushing back out to a wing and Wilson to miss out, or somebody else going to fullback, whether they push to Tracy there and drop Taff, but I think they'll hold their nerve for now. It probably won't be the case this week for young Bronson Sherry to get that run, but yeah, outdone last week in possession. They gave away a lot of silly penalties, late in sets coming out of yardage. They were resilient on their goal line, but a lot of it was their own doing. And then the flip side of that is obviously getting out of your own end. And King, Pulasa, Hughes, Curran, etc., the guys they played in the middle, Salmon, who had to push out to the centres, didn't really get to probably show what they would have hoped for in terms of helping out that spine and being that link player. But expect plenty of fight from them again this week. But the Sharks returning home off the back of a hell of a resilient win. Line up pretty much the same except Rudolph named to start and Hunt back to the bench, but regardless of what way they cut that with their middles. A lot of people questioning makeup of the bench. You know, they've got four forwards essentially, but I think they think they've got some natural cover within their team. If they lost a centre, they'd push Britton Nakora or a Teague Wilton out to the centres and then cover that with, say, a Jack Williams or someone else in the back row. They've got plenty of middles. You got McInnes to cover the nine. The probably one position they don't sort of cover if they get an injury is the half side of things. But I think for them, that's one of those roles where generally you just push a back rower out one spot or put a back rower in and they defend one more in and everything's primarily handled by the other half. So same lineup for the Sharks. I think, again, they want to build on that great start. It's Dale Finucane's 250th. NRL game, so for the 13,000 or so that can be squeezed in at Shark Park at this point in time, I think they'll be fired up for this one. Still a lot of improvement in the Dogs, and I think it'll take a couple of weeks to see if this spine is the way forward, but probably more interested to see how their middle turns up again this week, and if they don't make errors and they can avoid those penalties, which just built the pressure up against Parramatta against them, be interested to see what they look like in a 50-50 game. But looking at this one here, I'll be going with the Sharks. I like their left-hand side. If we're going to go again, something would be an option here. That side with Trindle and Will Kennedy sweeping around and Sifatala, Kai Mulatalo, pretty dangerous. Wilton will build back into things nicely. He was jagging a try every couple of games when he was playing, so I like that left-hand side matchup. Mainly at Hutchison, just not the greatest lateral sort of speed. And then Karaz in the centres, like defensively, it's a bit of a change from being on the wing. Him and Wilson, if they can stick together and not get caught out there trying to help Hutchison. So if I'm going to go somewhere there, it's your Trindles, your Talakai's, your Mulitalo's, Kennedy, hitting around that edge. But the head-to-head with bluebet.com.au, the Sharkies, heavy favourite, $1.28. The Dogs, $3.70. 10.5 is the start there. I wouldn't be confident about taking the points. $1.28 head-to-head, like I said, it's probably not great odds unless you like them really solid for a multi. But one of those try scorers on that left-hand edge. Trindle's pretty good value, usually for running and getting one in there. Mulitalo, obviously, very much the benefactor and more the side they've been going to in the last couple of years. He's $1.72, but, you know, Kennedy at $2.37. Talakai doesn't score a lot of tries, but again, we'll probably be on the side that I think they'll favour. He's $3.25. Trindle will be my value pick. $4 if I was going to hit somebody on that edge for the Cronulla team. But flipping things over again, we move on to the next game. Absolute blockbuster at Bluebet Stadium here in Penrith. It's the Panthers versus the Eels. Always great matchups in the Battle of the West. Mitch Kenny returns at hooker, so Summerton is out of the side. You've got Sorensen returning in the back row, which lets them move Garner into the bench role to cover that middle-edge centre spot. They stick with Lindsay Smith and Liam Henry, the two young middles, and Sony Luke, knock on wood for me here, stays in that utility half nine role. I just think Penrith are going to need that point of difference this year. When you lose quality in multiple spots across the field and a bit of individual brilliance, he came on against Melbourne last week. He pretty much created that first try that, I don't know, it ended up being a no try, but havoc around the ruck, four or five offloads of his own. So he really got things moving. So this is a heavyweight game for me. Really heavyweight game that I'm looking forward to. Parramatta, no changes. Very, very happy with the way they played last week. I think the only question you've got is Moses' groin. If it's a minor strain, again, can play through for now, but is he at his full capacity to run? Kick, goal kick this week. If not, it's always hard to be compromised, but especially against, you know, four-time in a row grand finalists and three-peat premiers, the Panthers, in their first home game looking to respond on the back of losing the World Club Challenge in round one to the Storm. And I just love the matchups here, like Edwards versus Gutherson, you know, the centre battle. You got the young gun in Pennacini going head-to-head with May, who looked really, really good on return last week. The halves battle, you know, and then just the ex-Penrith sort of flavour going up against you. You got Regan Campbell-Gillard up against his old team and the Bash Brothers later and Fisher-Harris. You've got Cartwright, who was the red-hot junior coming through, who has gone the long way around the mountain, is finding his best form. And then Hopgood, who they really did like, but they were stacked. He gets a chance to go head-to-head with Yowie and those forwards there. And even Brendan Hands, like a lesser-known story, but someone who come through the junior pathways there as a half, changed to a hooker, went over to Parramatta to get his opportunity. So awesome forward packs. I think this one will be an absolute bloodbath. Two teams just wanted to bash each other. And enjoyed Ivan's sort of comments about being the little brother, you know, regular season-wise. I guess that's the truth. But Penrith, obviously, between the grand final and a couple of semi-finals, certainly had the wood, but this is a danger game. Why I hold no fear for Penrith. I think pretty sure they were 4-4 last year before they went on to completely dominate and win the premiership. Again, it's not ideal to start the year 0-2, but some stability there with Kenny and Sorensen back in. They'll lean on Nath. Would think things will be a little bit smoother this week. There was a lot of errors and a bit of ring rust by the looks of it. And biggest thing I think I'm looking forward to here is just to see if Parramatta bring that physicality. In the past, that they've turned up to games and they really like to play from the front and bully and dominate when they're in control. But last week, regardless of possession, they didn't get bored with doing the little things. They kicked well, they controlled. They absolutely teed off on the Bulldogs and that forward pack, that rotation by Fangaui, Madison, Torlungi rolling in for what they've got there. Paulo coming off the bench in that late swap worked really, really well. You know, two tall towers and powerful guys in the back row. It's a really great matchup. So head-to-head, I'm not confident. I'd like to say Penrith at home round one, but I think I like Eels with the points here if I was going to take a bet. And if not, like a 1-12. So Penrith with bluebet.com.au, they're $1.38. The Eels are 305. You get 7.5 start. If that was 8.5 and you can change that yourself or push it to 10.5, I'm pretty comfortable that this is going to be a real close game, like a less than 6 points type of result. If you like it the other way, I'd be going the 1-12 markets. You got the Panthers at 290, 425. In terms of scoring, it's a tough one. It is a tough one. In terms of the way these teams like to play and go at each other, I think if there's one thing I don't mind for Parramatta, and it's a good tactic at times, it's dropping those kicks on top of the head of the back row on the half when you've got somebody like a Sean Lane who's a mismatch, or a Cartwright who's a bigger body on the other edge, where you know you've got Penrith whose back row's halves aren't the biggest bodies. You've obviously got Sorensen and Martin who are more that sort of compact 180, 183 type build compared to the other two being 190 plus or thereabouts, and Jerome and Nathan in a similar regard in terms of that build. So if they get into good ball, expect to see Moses try to maybe put that contest in there. The winger matchup, not as much like Melbourne last week. We try to isolate Taruva or a Toto with Simonson and Russell. They don't really have that size advantage, but I wouldn't be surprised if in good ball they look for that back row or half spot on their kicks to really make things awkward, particularly with Lane being that target. But the middle battle's where it's at here. This is going to be awesome to see. Some heavyweights here in rep arenas for international and origins just going head-to-head. Stack of talent in a great game. Raiders-Tigers, the home opener for the Raiders up against the Tigers in the new era that starts with Benji Marshall, and he started that new era much the same in the vein of him coming in as an 18-year-old schoolboy, Lachlan Galvin, through the west side of things. He's played back row, halves. They're still talking long-term about what his best position is. He's long. He's lean at the moment. He's got a lot of development to do, but he's very skillful. He was the player of the tournament, the Australian Schoolboys Carnival. He'll likely be on that left-hand side, but big ask for a debut on the road down to Canberra on a day where they're going to have all three grades, Flag Cup and NRL for their home opener. And, you know, Fatape in the centres from the Brisbane Tigers last year, the Queensland Cup, he's debuting as well. You've got Bateman, who's had a disrupted pre-season coming back to the capital and the way things ended there. Sullivan getting the nod over Caesar, who's on the bench. And it's a big week for the Tigers. Big week for the Tigers after the trials. You don't want to read too much into trials, but obviously there was already questions around what's going on and pressure, as there just always seems to be around the club. But for Canberra, great result last week. Played simple, played tough. Showed that they're going to, you know, really do all the little things right and rip in until this spine has some time to develop. Rapana still at one. Strangey, second game at six. And Levi, the start again with Starling off the bench. The only change here for them is Seb Chris back from suspension, slots straight into the centres. Hopewade pushes out to the wing, and Kotrick goes out to 18th man. So shows the good depth that we spoke about when we did the previews about outside backs and forwards in particular. But the big question, obviously, moving forward is just the development of their spine and where they finish up there. So I really like Canberra at home. Like I said, big ask to go there in your debut with a couple of debutants. Particularly, I don't know what edges they'll be playing on, but I'm assuming Galvin will be left, possibly with Fatape, for a debut, which is big. And if that's the right-hand side up against Tomoko in particular, and Hosking did a good job there last week, I think I like Tomoko. And if Hop is on that side as well, that matchup, it's probably where I'd be looking. And the Canberra head-to-head with bluebet.com.au is not too bad either. $1.43 favourite, 280 for the Tigers. The line, 7.5. I don't think I'd be messing with the points. But Timoko, anytime try score at 250. If that's up against Fatape. And obviously, young Galvin on that edge. I like that spot. Hosking, 350. He's the back row on that edge. Would be a little bit more value. And even Hopper, 210, probably the safer option, all those sort of right-hand side players there if they get matched up on the two debutants. Probably one I didn't touch on the other day that I was really impressed with, obviously Smithies. Just a worker, the ball playing, good role there with the link trying to help out the halves a little bit. Got through plenty of work, and if you take the HIA out, it was a huge debut considering the minutes he played. So, yeah, I look at this game and think, good chance here to build on the good start they've had against a young team with a couple of debutants in key positions. Forward pack, you know, Clem, Papali'i, Bateman, etc. They've got some good bodies in there, Utu Kamanu, but if Papa Tarpany, Smithies, Hudson Young, etc. turn up, and then the impact that Gula, Mariota, and Solo made last week, I think Raiders will look to open things up with a bang here. So that's the way I'm going in this one. Moving off that early game, we go to North Queensland. The Cowboys go home after a big win.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Play Newcastle, who against that Raiders team, big things were expected. Delivered a 68% completion rate. Defended pretty hard and tried to ramp up on kick pressure, but attacking-wise, probably pushed things a little bit too much. Got frustrated with how well Canberra were handling things, particularly on their edge shifts and the way they tried to play. So back to the drawing board a little bit for them. And a few changes as well. They've had to get Tommy Jenkins in on the wing. Tuala got injured last week. Kaipor Pierce comes into the starting side. Dylan Lucas missing after HIA had a bit of an injury. And Jed Cartwright with that gets a spot on the bench after being 18th man last week. So big chance here for Pierce Paul, to see how he shapes up playing 80 minutes in the NRL. He'll be left-hand side, so up against a very, very good player, Jeremiah Nanai. And, you know, that centre pairing last week, Labert had a massive game. Come up with some quality moments. Holmes was super busy. Great matchup against Gagai and Best. But the pressure here is on the halves. Gamble, Hastings. Things were just a little bit too predictable, I thought. A lot of that double block shape with the sweep, the Ponga. Need to dig into the line a little bit more. Maybe need to play short, try to have a bit more variation and play some chess with their moves rather than just constantly going off that long shift and getting to the centres or putting Ponga on the outside, because if you're not willing to engage or sort of change up the way you run that shape, you just give no pressure on the inside. Defences release, bodies come across, things get solved. And, you know, they've got a couple of line breaks, but the errors kept coming. Also think a good job was done on Marju last week. Like, he was obviously always going to be damaging, but I think Canberra did a fairly good job limiting his impact in the set starts. Which then led to having to have Gagai and other guys come in and try to really, really help out. But, yeah, this one for me, I like the Cowboys at home. The last 10 between these two that the home side has won. I don't buy into the result last week as much as I'd like to, because I just don't think the Dolphins are the greatest side. But real good chance here again for a quick start, which is what the Cowboys need, because Origin time, no doubt. You know, Holmes is going to be missing. Robson's going to be in the mix again. Nanai will be in the mix. Cotter, etc. They've probably got four or five total and a couple others on the fringes of spots if injury occurs, like Drinkwater's form, depending on what's going on with Tedesco on the fullback spot. Talungi will be in the mix for Queensland. Tom Dearden if there's an injury in the halves or a utility spot. So I think for them at home for the opener, I'd like to think they could get into a tough one here and get the job done. But Newcastle, no doubt, probably not a bad outsider this week. They'll be seething and looking to respond. And the odds with that one with bluebet.com.au. Cowboys are $1.45 favourite. The Knights, $2.75. -7.5 is the line. Don't mind the start again. I'd probably go my own line and drag that out to maybe 10.5 just to give me a bit of cover. Other than that, Cowboys head-to-head, I probably wouldn't take that in a multi just because I think last week's pretty hard to gauge. So the Knights with the points, change that yourself. And the fullback battle here, what a sight that's going to be to see. Drinkwater last year, so important. Kalen Ponga, can he have a bigger impact this week? And just how the forward pack responds. I think Canberra did a very, very good job last week. So this is an important game in the context of, I think these are two of those teams that are sort of in that logjam where they could be in the finals, or they could be one of those teams on the fringe of the finals, depending on the games they do or don't win. But finishing off Saturday night, absolute belter. Storm Warriors at Amy Park. The traditional Anzac Day game. It's obviously changed this year. The Warriors are going to be playing. The Titans and the Storm are going to be up against South Sydney. But These two always have great games against one another. Melbourne played an absolute war last week against the Panthers and prevailed. Still no Munster. They're talking maybe from a report today, I think, that he could possibly be available for the next round, but they have a bye after that, so they're more than likely going to try and see through to after the bye. Gives him a couple of weeks extra rest. Nelson interrupted pre-season along with Farlogo, who is in the 22 again, but unlikely to play. But Nelson apparently is going to be getting some minutes in the Q Cup this weekend to reintroduce him. So for now, the same 1-17 for the Storm. Papp, game number 2 at fullback. Hopefully see him just build and get more confidence over the weeks. Pezzett holds the spot at 6. Did a great job last week steering things. And that forward pack, obviously Chan, missed some tackles but had some good carries. Middles worked hard. Liero looked good in the 13. Katoa ran some really nice lines and did some damage with his defense. And the bench, you know, it was a workman-like job. But Welch, McDonald, a couple of those guys did the job for the minutes they needed. But for the Warriors, Tuipeke still at 1. I think Chan's is really underestimated in what he brought last year. Like, his ball playing certainly improved, but the fact he's a bigger body when he hits that outside edge, it's just a bit more accountability to hold on your inside shoulder or not push across too quickly, because if you do leave him one-on-one, he'll run himself. Whereas I think Tuipeke being a bit smaller, probably not as much as a threat, but the huge one here is Wade Egan. He's been named. Nothing's really been said. We don't know the extent of what's going on with that elbow. Obviously, it was already taped up. They're still missing Murata Niokoro as well, and apparently Capewell's rib cartilage issue is good to go, but final call was said to be being made on Friday for the captain's run. So with that being said, just in general, that sort of injury, I'm not awfully confident that Wade Egan's going to be playing. Lusick will do a job. We'd probably bring Jazz Tavunga onto the bench as a result. I think they'll give Melbourne plenty again, and it'd be a hell of a game, but taking him out certainly makes an impact on the way the middle of the field works for them. Deception around the ruck, accountability, just moving into space, like what he does with his eyes, how square he plays, how he engages with markers and A and B defenders to just work things for his middles is incredible. So I'm probably leaning towards Melbourne, as surprised as I was last week with how good they were physically, considering I think they're a bit light on. But I expect similar from them to just try and work with their defense, hold on, because there's going to be no doubt an onslaught from Barnett, Harrison, and Finnell Blake was just next level. You know, Roger was busy again last week. Expect him to step up his contact. I think Johnson and these sort of guys want to be a little more clinical. Lost their heads a little bit, need a bit of patience at the back end. But it really wouldn't surprise me if Egan plays and the Warriors, you know, again, wanted to make a statement, not wanting to go 0-2. We're in this. So with bluebet.com.au, the Storm are $1.47. The Warriors, $2.70 outsiders. Again, 6.5 start. Probably like that. I think it's a close one. I think they're certainly going to give Melbourne all they can handle in their yardage game and with their middles. It's just, I guess, whether they can bank points against the defense last week. They gave 0 to the Penrith Panthers and the effect if Wade Egan doesn't play. So I don't know if I'd take the head-to-head, but again, the 6.5, I don't mind. Possibly, again, pick my own line and drag it out a little bit. And, you know, other than that, in the game, Finua Blake, I think, is another good shout for tries just around the ruck if Egan's playing. Like, the guy's a threat every single game. But if I was going to pick one, funnily enough, I actually like Alessia Katala for the Storm. Right-hand side playing off Hughes, that space with Metcalf and Ford. Metcalf at times can get a little bit itchy and try to come in and solve things. So I think there on that, if they can get him one-on-one, or Hughes can sort of get those two to split or just hold slightly and get Eli Katoa one-on-one, don't think Eliasa is a bad bet for an anytime try scorer with Bluebet. And the odds on him, if I'm having a look right now, Eliasa Katoa, $3.75 for bluebet.com.au. To crash in that one. Adam Fanua Blake is $5.50. A lot of that, again, predicated on obviously Egan playing. So that would be my big question mark there if I was going to have a crack at that. And yeah, I think this would be another absolute cracker of a game. Really looking forward to it. And moving on to Sunday, talking about cracker games, another one to look forward to, Manly up against the Roosters, Brookvale, 4 p.m. Still daylight savings. If the weather holds out, should be an absolute cracker day. Two teams that have had some excellent games against one another over the years. The battle of Tedesco and Trbojevic. Stacked back lines, you know, the halves pairings, Brooks and Cherry Evans up against Keary and Walker. Jared's return to the club that he started with before he moved to the Roosters. He's playing his 299th game. A first grade. Nathan Brown, who was with the Roosters last year, thought he was going to be staying. Ended up moving on. He's 150th. I'm sure he'll have plenty that he wants to prove or show. And just the general matchup, you know, the Olakau'atu's, both the Trbojevic's, Paseka up against the Cheese and Collins and Radley. This one you can see just being an absolute dogfight as well, but in good conditions. Hopefully plenty of points and good attacking football. You know, your Manus, your Suwalis, your Teddies, Turbos, Tolukola on the move. I think this is one that has the potential out of all these games, which there's plenty of good ones to be matched around besides, say, Panthers versus Eels or Storm Warriors and Broncos South. This one's one I think may be the pick of the lot with the extra turnaround time. So I actually like Manly at home. It's always been a big sort of advantage. The effect of Vegas, what to take away from that. Either these teams show any hangover effects, I don't really think so. The Roosters, given again all the stuff that's happened in the last week or so, can they just focus back in on football? I think so. I think getting someone like Jared back in at this point in time is a good thing. You know, Terrell May and his contribution the week before, getting Dom Young back in on his debut, another big difference. They've now got the two towers on both sides, which is a good matchup. Probably more so on the kicking side of Tommy Talao and the edge that he's on, if they want to try and isolate. But yeah, all around, very, 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 very open to see how this one plays out. And two teams that showed really good signs. So if I was going to take something with bluebet.com.au, Manly, $2.20 outsiders at home. I do like the Roosters, $1.68, 2.5 to start there. Probably would prefer like a 4.5 or a 6.5. Again, I'd have to drag it, but the 220 outsider there, or 1-12, $3.30 for Manly. But yeah, I think tries, if I was going to go somewhere again and looking in that regard, I really like the look of Brooks just being freed up last week, and Turbo, thought he was a threat. Probably left a few on the table, old Tommy, with bluebet.com.au. He's $2.62. You know, Brooks, really good price for me, $5, playing with Cherry and having Tom there popping up on those short sides for him. It's just really freed him up. With Ben there, not Schuster as well, he's just got a solid, you know, back row who's going to run for him, not someone he needs to give early ball to or that maybe won't run a hard line for him. So I'm probably more looking around those two, Brooks at fives and Turbo sitting there at a really good price. Olakau'atu, I like every week, $3.50. It's just a matter of getting him in range to be able to use him and try to crash him in. But those sort of three, if I was going to have a look on that side of things. For the Roosters, Dom Young, you know, if they can find him an opportunity, there's no doubt that he'll be looking to score on debut. He basically scored absolute bags when he was playing at Newcastle. He's in another really, really good backline and forward pack set up here. Something to keep an eye on for that side of things. And I think Manu is another good one as well in terms of matchups and just getting good ball at $3 there. So that's just a few. But yeah, really interested in this one. I think this could be the game of the round. And to close things out for bluebet.com.au, the last one, another one of their teams, the Dolphins, who they sponsor, go back home after a disappointing week one. Wayne Bennett rings in the changes, a couple forced, but a couple just after what he's seen. Isaiah Katoa takes the halfback jersey, Sullivan out of the side, Avarillo 1 week later into the centres to partner up with Herbie, Tessie New out of the side, and Lemuelu and Stone both injured. So Max Plath, who had a red hot crack off the bench, starts at lock, and Ewan Aitken comes into the back row for the Dragons. Great result, and now some more reinforcements. Luciano just been bought and his suspension is over, comes onto the bench. Blake Laurie returns as well into the middle rotation. That means Faitala Marina goes back to the bench. Viliami Fafita pushes out. Murdoch Masilla pushes out. Jaime Selle has been named in the reserves, so close to returning from injury. So Flanagan will be happy with some of the options he's obviously got there. Impressive last week with how aggressive they were out of the backfield, the carries they got from their back five to set start, and all those middles, you know, just did a really, really good job when they were called upon. The two back rowers in Sua and Fatala Marino were aggressive, ran hard, and just it was a simple game plan. Hit your back rowers. Flanagan was the point man. He organised Little, good service, and poked his nose through for one of those try assists. Sloan, free to pop up where he needed to be and be that just threat in attack, but also made a couple of big defensive plays, which was the criticism mainly of the coach coming there. And yeah, seeing guys like Lomax so involved, and we already knew how dangerous Ravalawa was, but the help he got from Bird and Sully, just, yeah, the back five carries in particular were probably the big highlight for me and started everything off. And Hunt looked free and happy. Like, he just built into the game and picked his moments. He was free to run, drop some of the back rowers, ad-lib a little bit and just play what he sees, which is a good thing. Flanagan is very, very good at just taking pressure off and steering a side around. So even with those changes here, I think Avarillo's an upgrade. I think Katoa's a really good player, still learning in first grade, but it's in the forward pack. Like, Aiken and Plath probably bring a little bit more mobility and speed, but just thought last week, still a little bit too one out overall. You know, Jesse, Flegler had a good game, but yeah, bringing on Kerr, bringing on Kenny, Nichols, Wallace, like, there's not a hell of a lot of impact or leg speed. Like, Kerr's got some size and some leg speed, but the game plan was a bit basic. They really got bogged down, and then defensively they just got bullied. So I think if there's one thing we learned about the Dragons from last week, they're just going to be relentless. And even when the first half they made all those errors, they defended their line. That change, as the coach talked about, you know, dropping 120 plus kilos combined across the squad and just getting fitter, certainly brought a resilience that we probably haven't seen in a long time. So if I'm looking at the Dragons, and, you know, something here, I actually don't mind Benny Hunt. The way he was popping up and pushing around the field last week and the freedom to play both sides, could see him throwing a dummy, just sliding his way through. We know he's a strong runner of the football at times when he's close to the line. So 375, don't mind that at all. Sully as well, I think inside 20. Didn't get as many opportunities last week, but at 320 with bluebet.com.au. And Sloan at 250 right now is great value. I think in a few weeks, he keeps playing the way he is, he'll be one of those guys like the wingers in Ravalawa and Nazarko and that's never going to be $2 plus unless they're playing a really, really good team. But head-to-head with Bluebet, it's $1.90 a piece here. 1.5 point start goes to the Dolphins. I wouldn't touch that. I'd just take the Dragons head-to-head at $1.90. But yeah, I think Dolphins and Bennett will certainly be looking for a response, but I like what I saw from the Dragons last week. And once Saleh's back into the mix as well, he's actually got some really decent options and some sneaky good edge options now. Like, Fatala Marin has always had talent. He's just been injury prone and did a great job last week. You know, if Lucci can hit his potential, I know he didn't do the preseason there with the Dragons, which probably would have done him a hell of a lot of good. And that's not to say that the Cowboys one wasn't hard, but this sort of Flanagan revolution, which is no bullshit, hard work, do your job and, you know, do your part for the team, it can go a long way. And the sort of principles and things that they do well that you saw last week, that'll push you to win 8 to 10 games just off doing the fundamentals right and doing the hard work. So that's where we're at. But that's a review before round 2 kicks off of the NRL, brought to you by bluebet.com.au. And remember, for the first 4 rounds, same game multi bonus. If you have 3 or more legs and only one leg fails, you get your stake back as a bonus bet up to $50, one per game. And remember, what's gambling really costing you? Free and confidential support. You can call 1-800-858-858 or you can visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Best bet for the charity this week, not quite sure yet. Last week I didn't get to put one on, so probably have a double up this week. But if I was going to just throw one out quickly off the top of my head, I like the Timico one up against the edge there of the Tigers, especially if it is Galvin and Fatape. And another one, probably what I just said, maybe like a Hunt or somebody in that Dragons game. So hopefully get a couple on this week and open up the charity account for this year. But thank you to bluebet.com.au and thank you to everybody for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Fingers crossed it's a belt-up second round of the NRL. Some great games, like I said. Really looking forward to tonight. Broncos and Souths. It's going to be some desperation. The Battle of the West Friday night, that'll be a war. Storm Warriors, always a really good game. Eagles, Roosters, those four in particular really take my fancy for this week in round two of the NRL. But for now, stay safe, everyone. And more importantly, enjoy your week and enjoy your rugby league.
Bring it on. Give us more. Where are you going? What's going on here? Is that it?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.